It's another good Monday morning. Let's jump into the scriptures. We're going to look into John today, chapter 4. Jesus had returned to Cana in Galilee. It's where he had turned water into wine. And a royal officer whose son was sick came up to Jesus, and he begged Jesus to come and heal his son who was near death. Here's what the scripture says, John chapter 4, verse 48 through 53. "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal officer said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said, "You may go, your son will live." And the man took Jesus at his word and departed. And while he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that the boy was living. And when he asked them to the time is when the son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour." And then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and all his household believed. This is a story to inspire our faith. When Jesus said, "Go," the officer went. He immediately headed home because he believed. Can we believe our prodigal children are coming home? Word says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." Can we believe that God knows and cares about our relationships and is going to work all things for your good? The word says in Romans, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Can we believe bodily healing will occur? The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from the bed of illness. That's Psalm 41:3. Look at Philippians 4:19. Can we believe God will provide for all our needs? The word says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Have the faith of the royal officer. We have a God that can do the impossible. See, our God is in complete control of our destiny. Humble yourselves and surrender your lives and seek his ways. Through the whole Bible, the Israelites remembered the wondrous deeds God had performed in their lives. Think back at all the near disasters in your life and how he rescued you. You remember the healing that took place in your body? You remember how you were spared when everybody else fell sick around you with an illness? You remember the time when you didn't know how you was going to pay your bills and somehow money was found or a check came through? We don't have to see the miracle. Most of us are a miracle of his unconditional love. So go forward now in 2024 knowing he's true to his word and pray the promises of God. For God is not a man that he should lie or a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Oh, my sisters and brothers, this is a year to believe. And watch your life turn around. Amen and amen.